USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hundreds of truckers are slowly starting to exit their weeks-long protest in Canada. Police began slowly moving in Friday to disperse the protests near Canada's Parliament in Ottawa. The protest started against vaccine mandates for cross-border truckers, but has grown into a larger protest against the Trudeau government. President Biden says NATO will unite to impose heavy sanctions on Russia if they invade Ukraine. Deputy National Security Advisor for International Economics, Daleep Singh, describes what these sanctions would look like.
Our financial sanctions have been designed to impose overwhelming and immediate costs to the largest financial institutions and state-owned enterprises in Russia. They've been calibrated to maximize alignment with our allies and partners. They're flexible to allow for further escalation, depending on how Putin responds.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better and the painful finger sticks and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
A former Minnesota police officer is sentenced on Friday.
Former Brooklyn Center Police Officer Kim Potter has now been sentenced following her conviction in the death of Daunte Wright.
It is the sentence and judgment of this court that you shall be committed to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 24 months.
Judge Regina Chu handed down the sentence over the objection of prosecutors after the former officer apologized to the victim's family. Potter will serve 16 months in prison, followed by 8 months of supervised release.
John Hunt speaking there from the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau. Spring training games for Major League Baseball are being delayed into next month. The league saying they won't begin until at least March 5th. This is due to the ongoing lockout involving the league and the Players Association. The league also said it will meet with the union on Monday for more talks. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Florida will appeal a federal decision to deny a request for a disaster declaration after mid-January tornadoes. In its letter, FEMA says the damage wasn't severe enough, but Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the Biden administration is once again punishing his state.
These things should be above politics when people have needs like this. And if you look at kind of with, since Biden's been president, it seems like whatever they can do to thumb their nose at Florida, you know, they try to do it.
Ed Murray lost his home in the January 16th tornadoes and says he can't believe FEMA is denying the request.
And then they have some government agency tell you it's not a tragedy. 22 years of memories, your children, your pets, all endangered. This has got to be wrong.
SpaceX is planning to launch its next Starlink mission. Officials at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida saying the Falcon 9 rocket launch window for the Starlink mission is from 11:01 a.m. to 11:44 a.m. on Sunday. The goal is to create a network that will help provide internet services for those who are not yet connected and to provide reliable, affordable internet across the globe. Find more news and archives online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.